Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some good things. We're going to celebrate the birth of Louis Armstrong, and we'll have some songs about Dr. Benjamin Ordway. But to get us started, last week on August 2nd in 1824, one of the most famous thoroughfares in the world, Fifth Avenue in New York City, was opened. So here, in commemoration of that event, is Hod Williams and his orchestra. The band with a million friends, Hod Williams and his orchestra, and a tune written by Walter Samuels, Teddy Powell, and Leonard Whitcup, The Lady from Fifth Avenue, to commemorate the opening of New York's Fifth Avenue on August 2nd, 1824. That record was recorded on the 133rd anniversary of the opening of Fifth Avenue. Coincidence? Yeah. However, it's no coincidence that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with your host, Glenn Robison. Last week, August 1st, marked the birth in 1818 in Massachusetts of Maria Mitchell. Her father was William Mitchell, an astronomer and teacher, and contrary to the custom of the times, he did everything he could to further her education in mathematics and astronomy. Maria Mitchell went on to become the first acknowledged female astronomer in the United States. In 1847, with her telescope on the roof of her parents' house, she discovered a comet. In 1848, she became the first woman member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. She was professor of astronomy at Vassar from 1865 to 1888 and served as president of the Association for the Advancement of Women, encouraging young women to be anything they wanted to be. Maria Mitchell died in 1889 and was elected to the Hall of Fame for Great Americans in 1905. So here, in honor of Maria Mitchell, are some astronomical songs, starting off with a hot little number from Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Thank you.
some astronomically fine records to commemorate the birth in 1818 of Maria Mitchell, America's first female astronomer. We started off with Ted Weems and his orchestra from April 5th, 1928, and a Ted Fiorito Gus Kahn song, Nothing on My Mind, parens, but the moonlight, the starlight, and you, close parens. Wilfred Theodore Wemyss was born September 26, 1901, and we'll have a whole segment of the show dedicated to his 100th birthday on our September 30th show. After Ted Weems, it was Dick McDonough and his orchestra with the vocal by Dorothy Dreslin and Stars in My Eyes from June 4, 1936. And we finished up with the Bernie Cummins Orchestra under the direction of Gene King, recording in Richmond, Indiana on May 20, 1924, and When the Dixie Stars Play Peekaboo. And you're hearing it all on rapidly rotating records with yours truly, I forgot. I must have amnesia. Well, we'll be back right after this. Last week, August 4th, marked the debut in 1940 of the CBS radio program Crime Doctor. The show's main character was Dr. Benjamin Ordway, who used to be a criminal, but who got hit on the head, developed amnesia, and suddenly began work as a crime fighter. The show was written by Max Marson and directed by Paul Monroe. Dr. Ordway was played by Ray Collins, House Jameson, Everett Sloan, and John McIntyre. The radio show was adapted for the screen by Columbia Pictures, and Warner Baxter played Dr. Ordway in a series of films from 1943 to 1949. Since Dr. Ordway had amnesia, we've got some songs about forgetting, starting off with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra.
Gave myself the time to think about you. I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may find a way of forgetting you. Thank you.
you forgotten Waikiki? Every flower and every tree breathes a tender memory. Why have you forgotten Waikiki, dear? There's a ukulele so wailing that someone is strumming. Wonder if you still love the thrill of the song they are humming. Night is here and I am here, wondering where you can be. Why have you forgotten Waikiki?
Some very memorable songs about forgetting, commemorating the debut of Crime Doctor on August 4th, 1940 on CBS Radio. We started off with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra and a song written by Buddy DeSilva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson, Forgetting You. Gene Napier performed the vocal on that Victor recording from July 12, 1928. Then it was Charlie Strait's Rendezvous Orchestra, credited on the label of that Puritan 78 as the Frisco Syncopators, and Forgetful Blues from December of 1923. Forgetful Blues was followed by Ben Selvin and his orchestra asking the musical question, Why Have You Forgotten Waikiki? In the band on that July 7, 1930 recording were Benny Goodman on clarinet and Tommy Dorsey on trombone. Eddie Walters played the ukulele and sang the vocal. And we finished up with Bing, backed by John Scott Trotter and his orchestra from September 20th, 1937, and Can I Forget You, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. I have a pending request from listener Raymond for Can I Forget You by Jean Saban, and we'll be playing that in the coming weeks in at least the English version, if not also in French. Well, Dr. Benjamin Ordway may have had amnesia, but I hope you haven't forgotten that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I mentioned pending requests, and your requests and comments about the show are always welcome. They can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. It's a good thing. And speaking of good things, we'll be back with some more good things when we return right after this. Last week, August 3rd, marked the birth in 1941 of Martha Stewart. Her mother, a schoolteacher and homemaker, taught her the basics of cooking, baking, canning, and sewing, and her father, a pharmaceutical salesman and avid gardener, introduced her to gardening at the age of 3 in the family's small backyard garden. While earning a bachelor's degree in history at Barnard College, Martha worked as a model to pay her tuition. She got married during her sophomore year and after graduating became a successful Wall Street stockbroker. In 1972, she moved with her husband and daughter to Westport, Connecticut, where she started a catering business. Her unique visual presentation of food and the elegant recipes she created for her catered events were the basis for her first book, Entertaining, in 1982. Martha Stewart was named one of the 50 most powerful women by Fortune magazine in October 1998, as well as one of America's 25 most influential people by Time magazine in June 1996. So here, in honor of Martha Stewart, are some good things. Martha must have lots of stoves, and I'm sure they're all in good condition. Here's Lil Johnson, and her stove's in good condition as well.
Thank you. when my dad was down.
Oh.
Some good things to commemorate Martha Stewart's birthday, August 3rd, 1941. We began with My Stove's in Good Condition, Lil Johnson accompanied by Black Bob on piano, Big Bill Brunzi on guitar, and an unknown string bass player. Lil Johnson wrote My Stove's in Good Condition and Vocalion recorded it on April 22, 1936. After Lil Johnson, it was Zach White with a Y and his Chocolate Bo Brummels and Good Feelin' Blues, recorded in Richmond, Indiana by Jeanette on December 19, 1929. Then it was the Benny Goodman Trio backing Helen Ward on April 27, 1936, and a Clay Bolin tune, Too Good to Be True. Helen Ward was born September 19, 1916 in New York City. She studied piano as a child, then took up singing and was on New York radio in her early teens. At 17, she worked with violinist Enrique Madriguera's band. In 1934, she was a staff singer at the NBC studios where Benny Goodman was playing on the Nabisco Let's Dance radio show. After Let's Dance, when Goodman began his coast-to-coast tour, Helen Ward went along as the band's singer. After giving up touring, she made records with swing-era bands and small groups including Gene Krupa, Harry James, Teddy Wilson, and Red Norvo. Helen Ward died in Arlington, Virginia on April 21, 1998. And we finished up with Sam Costa and the Matty Malnick, Johnny Mercer song Goody Goody, Lou Prieger and his Romano's Restaurant Dance Orchestra. Lou Prieger's band was the resident band at Romano's Restaurant on the Strand in London for 4.5 years. Goody Goody was recorded at the last recording session before the band began touring. They wouldn't record again until 1944, by which time the band was resident at the Hammersmith Palais.
Say, who are you anyway?
Me? Well, I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back with Georgie Price and Sylvia Fruz when we return right after this. Last week, August 2nd, in 1926, marked the first demonstration of the Vitaphone system, which synchronized projected film images with sound recorded on a phonograph record. It was held at the Warner Theater in New York City, and the demonstration film starred John Barrymore and Mary Astor. During the 1920s, the Vitaphone Company and other movie makers made a large number of short sound-on-disc movies, but over time, most of the sound-on-disc films became separated from their sound records. Film buffs were finding and collecting the soundless films, while record collectors were finding and preserving the 16-inch records. In 1991, some of these collectors got together for the purpose of creating an international inventory of discs and film, and to cooperate to restore the film and sound so that they could be enjoyed once again. Since the Vitaphone Studios produced the greatest variety of these shorts, the effort was dubbed the Vitaphone Project. I was fortunate enough last year to attend a screening at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Theater of a number of these restored Vitaphone shorts. The Vitaphone system became obsolete by 1931, but the Vitaphone Company, a division of Warner Brothers, continued to produce short films throughout the 1930s and 40s. I have here a portion of the soundtrack from a 1935 sound-on-film Vitaphone short starring Georgie Price and Sylvia Frews, entitled Soft Drinks and Sweet Music.
I think I got just what you want. Listen, why are the actors idle? Why are theaters closed? Where are road shows playing those good old one-night stands? Those villains and their vices, their ha-ha's so dirty. Where are those good old prices of 10, 20, and 30? Bring back those melodramatic days. Now, why don't they bring back those melodramatic plays? When East Lynn was a sellout, everywhere it played, I recall how we went wild when Nellie shouted, "Save my child!" Bring back those villains like Jesse James, with all of their killings and robbing trains. Then have the hero soak 'em. Oh, how we love that hokum. Bring back those melodramatic days. Bring back those melodramatic days. Bring back those Uncle Tom's Cabin days. When bloodhounds chased Eliza across the blocks of ice, and little Eva went to heaven every night about 11.
I'm Simon Legree, as bad as can be. You'd better take my tip. A mean conniver, an old slave driver who knows how to crack a whip.
I am little Eva, little Eva, who'll make you cry at the end of the show when you see me go to the angels up in the sky.
I'm Uncle Tom, yowza, yowza, I do's the best I can. I totes that cotton, but it treats me rotten, but I do's the best I can. Yowza, yeah, man.
I'm Marx the lawyer, Marx the lawyer. They say that I'm an ace, I never lost a case. The words I speak are verbal sparks. Just a legal eagle, lawyer Marx.
With no popsy or mammy that I recall. Don't know how I got as big as I is. Guess I just growed, that's all.
We're the original cast of Uncle Tom's Cabin.
I'm Topsy.
I'm Marx the lawyer.
I'm old Uncle Tom.
I'm Eva.
I'm Simon Legree.
Thank you. gross hokum. How we love that hokum. Bring back those melodramatic days.
Georgie Price and Sylvia Frews from the soundtrack of the Vitaphone short Soft Drinks and Sweet Music to commemorate the first demonstration of the Vitaphone system on August 2nd, 1926. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, and I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1901 in New Orleans, Louisiana, of Louis Daniel Armstrong. Raised by his mother in extreme poverty, Louis learned to play cornet in a children's home where he had been placed for a minor offense. On his release at age 14, he listened to bands at local clubs. Joe King Oliver's was his favorite, and Oliver gave Armstrong his first real cornet, as well as instruction. By 1917, he was playing in bars in New Orleans' Storyville section. From there, he played in Kid Ory's band, Fate Marable's band in St. Louis, Zuddy Singleton's trio, and Papa Celestine's Tuxedo Orchestra. In 1922, King Oliver asked Louis to join his Creole jazz band in Chicago, where he met Lillian Hardin, the band's piano player and arranger. The two were married in 1924. In 1925, Louis Armstrong recorded his first Hot 5 records, and it was the first time he had made records under his own name. Louis Armstrong himself died in his sleep at his home in Queens, New York on July 6, 1971. Here's Louis Armstrong and his Hot 5.
Thank you.
Jazz Lips, written by Lil Armstrong, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, recorded by OK in Chicago on November 16, 1926. The Hot Fives was strictly a recording group and didn't play any public engagements. During the time of these recordings, Louis was working primarily at the Sunset Cafe at 315 East 35th Street in Chicago, where he performed nightly with Carol Dickerson's band. Louis Armstrong, born August 4, 1901. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome, and we respond to each and every letter and email we get. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison thanking you for your very kind attention.